many of you enjoyed the Sunday service?
Amen.
Amen. We give God the praises and the request that our brother had, Brother Ngwenya. Monday morning, he was going for an interview for United States visa. Amen. So he got his visa by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God together with him.
Amen.
Amen. So I'd like to welcome every one of you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ.
We
would like you to feel free, relaxing in the presence of the Almighty God. Amen.
Amen.
While we stand, we'd like to read scripture. Revelation chapter 10, verses 8 to
11.
Maybe let me start from verse
7.
So we catch it up from there. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as it declared to his servants the prophets.
Asina mazuva enzwire mutumwa wechinomwe kana oda kuridza, zvakavanzika zvamwari zvichapedziswa.
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth.
Ipapo inzwiriya randakanzwa richibva kudenga rakataurazve kwandiri richiti, Enda utore bhuku yakazarurwa iri muruoko rwomutumwa umire pamusoro pegungwana pamusoro penyika.
And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, and it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.
Iye akati kwandiri, Tora uidye, ichavavisa mudumbu mako, asi mumuromo mako ichanaka souchi.
That's too short.
Amen.
Alright, sorry, verse 9. Ndikaenda kumutumwa ndikati kwaari ndipei bhuku duku. Iye akati kwandiri tora uidye ichavavisa mudumbu mako asi mumuromo mako ichanaka souchi.
In verse 10, and I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
Ipapo ndakatora bhuku duku muruoko rwomutumwa ndikaidya ikanaka mumuromo mangu seuchi.
And he said unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
Vakati kwandiri unofanira kuprofitazve pamusoro pavanhu vazhinji nendudzi nendimi namadzimambo.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated.
Ishewa wedziri marofadzo kuti ngoshukurawo tigare zvedu pasi.
Our title, The Bride as a Ministry.
Amen.
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 The scripture we read,
Amen.
Notice we had to take it from verse
7
of Revelation 10. The reason why we took it from there is for you to realize that scripture of verse 7 is a one man scripture.
Amen.
Amen. There's no many people that can claim that scripture. It's just one man.
Amen.
Amen. And when he came onto the earth, he had to fit right into that scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Because when he was preaching, it was not his voice. Amen.
Amen.
It was a voice of God. This is where we have problems. Because people think that the message is of William Branham. Amen.
Amen.
And when they listen to tape, they believe is a is the voice of William Branham.
Vanotenda kuti izvira William Branham.
I beg your pardon.
Neurongo.
It's unscriptural.
Hazvisi mugwaro izvo.
Amen.
Amen.
The voice that you listen on tape.
Izvi ramunoteerera pa tape.
It's not the voice of William Branham.
Harisi inzwi ra William Branham.
It is the voice of God.
Inzwi ramwari.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Later in the ministry.
Zvino mushumiro.
Later on in his ministry, he had to clarify. Amen.
Amen.
He said, I thought I was a son of Charles and Ella Branham. Until I realized that I'm a son of God. Amen.
Amen.
He says, God borrowed my lips to speak his word. Amen.
Amen.
So he knew it was not his. And that message is not from Jeffersonville. That voice is from God. Amen.
Amen.
Once we get that clear, then
we're
going to obey the voice of God. You wouldn't want to move around and try to look for mistakes in the message and try to correct that. Where were you when the angel visited the prophet in Greensmill,
Indiana?
Before you correct, show us the angel that visited you. Amen.
Amen.
And which cave you visited. You cannot do that. Show us the seven angels that picked you up. And show us one that looked more to you than all the others.
Amen.
If you can show us that, forget about correction.
Amen.
You know nothing, you are so daft. Amen.
Amen.
You are walking backwards, you're not walking frontwards. I'm not talking about you. You are here because you believe the message. Amen.
Amen.
We believe the full message. It's all by the grace of God. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, we don't have two seven angels. We have one seventh angel. Amen.
Amen.
We have had 1 to 6. Then the seventh one arrived. And when the seventh one arrived, he didn't have his voice. He didn't put it on tape. He didn't put his voice on tape. But the voice of God took over. Amen.
Amen.
And God had to come and tell him, store the food. Amen.
Amen.
So it was not his own idea. He was just preaching anyhow. But when God came, say, store that food. Amen.
Amen.
Can you imagine, brother, if the food was not stored? Amen.
Amen.
On tape and on book.
Tape ne ma book.
Can you imagine the kind of confusion that was going to be in the message? It was all going to be hearsay. And we were not going to keep it straight and fresh. We were going to listen to somebody who heard from somebody else who heard from Brother Branham.
Amen.
Then there are many different ones that heard from the ones that heard. Then it will never work right. This is why it was necessary to store it. Then William Branham said, all you need for the rapture is laying in the books and tapes. Then we go into them books and tapes with courage. knowing that we are the rapture material. So all those who want to go in the rapture, they got to listen to what he said. No compromise.
Amen.
Amen. We must say what he said. Why?
Say.
Because the original seed, the original word is the original seed. It produces the original results. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why we want to say what he said. We have our own thoughts and ideas about different situations and things. But when it comes to the word of God, we throw away our ideas so that we can take his word. Amen.
Amen.
We grew up with our own traditions, right? Amen.
Amen.
On how to raise families, on how to look for a wife,
Amen.
On how to do this, that, and the other. But when we became believers, we had to throw away our culture.
Amen.
We had to throw away our own ways of doing things.
Amen.
Then we had to side up with what he said. To us, that is important. Everything else does not work.
Amen.
We know what Billy Graham said. We know what Oral Roberts said. Though those words were full of intellectual conception, they had the right word for each description. Amen. But when it comes to the end time, we throw away everything. We hold on to the truth that God has given to us. How many of you believe that? Amen.
Amen.
We want to side up with that because this is what can help us. Because of that, we will never listen to anybody who says he's eighth messenger. Amen. We will never listen to anybody that says he's got better ideas than the prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Or anybody who wants to paraphrase what the prophet said, or try to put sense into what he said,
we
will never listen to that.
Amen.
Because God meant what he said, and he said what he meant. To us, that is enough. It does us a lot of good all the time. There are many people or preachers that have come in this end time that claims Malachi 4 and they claim Revelation 10:7. There's nothing wrong with the claim.
Amen.
But you want to see the fruit. The fruit has got to show that you are Malachi 4. That you are the prophet of Revelation 10:7. Remember, it's one man. It's one messenger. It's a man. It's not a woman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we must put a finger on that one person. Then once we do that, we rest. Then we follow that one. Like what Paul said in the scripture, follow me as I'm also following Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the days of chapter 10:7.
Mazua chapter 10:7.
They're not over yet.
Is that
all right? The days did not expire. The voice did not expire. When the man William Branham was buried.
Amen.
But each voice has got sound waves. And according to energy, waves will never die.
Amen.
Those waves will continue. Until today, we still have that same voice. We don't need another. The prophet said, the other voices that's coming now, he says, their job is to try, listen to his word, to try and deaden. I like that.
Amen.
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 trying to deaden the original voice. Amen. But they will never make it. Because it is not the voice of a man. There's energy behind that voice. Amen. And that energy is what has changed you. Amen.
Amen.
Some people would say, nothing will change me. Nothing will change my mind. Nothing will ever remove my behavior. When I want something, I want it. When I want to do something, I will do it. But when you go to the message, brother, it all changed. Amen.
Amen.
Because you have to do what he wants. That's all.
Moses
had to forget about all he desired in life.
Amen.
Amen. When he made the pillar of fire, everything about him changed. Is that true? Paul maybe wanted to be a high priest. But when he made the pillar of fire, everything changed.
Amen.
This message is not about what you read about, but it's a confrontation with the pillar of fire. Who comes to church? Every day we come to church. We are coming to meet Melchizedek in the form of the pillar of fire. So you are not alone. He is the one that changes you. Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe that? Brother Branham, when he was having discernment, remember he would say, I'm waiting for something. I'm waiting for somebody. And he will keep talking about the woman at the well. Amen. And he describes it over and over until we get to realize what he's talking about. Then he says, he's here.
Amen.
Then after some time he says, I can see that light over that woman, over that man, over that little one. Does he visit in church? Yes, sir. He visits in church.
Amen.
May he come and stand over you also. And when he comes around you, you can never be the same.
Amen.
Oh, everybody that ever had a visitation from God, they never remain the same. Is that true? Because there's something that happens whenever he comes.
Amen.
Revelation 10:7. Everybody has got to know that. It's a one-man scripture. Amen.
Amen.
It's not for two people. It's for just one person. Amen. It's one person who is blowing the trumpet. And the trumpet he's blowing is a gospel trumpet. And it is also a jubilee trumpet. Amen.
Amen.
And this man, chapter 10, verse 7, is a prophet. Amen.
Amen.
He's different from John Wesley and Martin Luther.
Amen.
Because these ones were restoring angels. Is that right?
Amen.
They were reformation angels. Martin Luther, John Wesley, Pentecost, reformation angels. But the end time is to bring God back.
Amen.
To bring him in the open. The unveiling of God. The same one who was in all the messengers back there, he comes in the open so that you know. He says, it's I, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He comes back again to the church. Personal pronoun. Is that right?
Amen.
But we go down to verse 8. Amen.
Amen.
And to
verse 11.
Brother, it's a challenge that we have. Because you have to know what this scripture means before you claim it. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham did not refer to these scriptures because they were not talking about him. Is that right?
Amen.
You only claim a scripture that is talking about you. But verse 8 to 11 has nothing to do with Brother Branham. And he didn't even have to touch it. Is that right?
Amen.
Because that was not part of his message.
Amen. Amen.
Because his message was, go pick the book. Is that right?
Amen.
And he got the book and he read from the book. But now, from verse 8 to 11 is a repetition. Repeating what was done before. The prophet did not come to repeat. He came to do it. But our job is to repeat. Is that right? Our job is to repeat. That's true. Amen.
Amen.
And when you repeat, you're doing well. That's exactly what he wants you to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to pick up the book and eat it up.
Amen.
That book must be part of you. Is that right?
Amen.
You and the book must be the same. And you must repeat what he said before. The first prophecy must be repeated. Is that right? And your job is to take the first prophecy, give it to the kings, tongues and nations, let them hear what God said in this end time, and they must have a testimony that God has sent a prophet in our day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our job is to make people to know that God has sent a prophet. This is where we begin. Is that right? Not God sent prophets. He sent one man. Amen. And we are taping from that one. Is that right? Yes. We have got to do that. This is why we're here. By the grace of God. Our ministry is not verse 7. But our ministry as a bride is 8 to 11. That is where you are found. You read that scripture. You are reading yourself. Is that true?
Amen.
We got to do that by the grace of God. I've got a quote that I'm going to read.
Amen.
From question and answer 63 and paragraph 233.
Paragraph 233.
Amen. And it's question 22.
Number 22.
Would the bride of Christ have a ministry before the rapture? Amen. Is there anything for the bride before the rapture? Amen.
Amen.
Listen to the answer.
Sure.
Oh, that's what's going on right now. Amen.
Amen.
The bride of Christ, certainly, it is the message of the hour. The bride of Christ, sure, she consists of apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors. Is that right? That's the bride of Christ. Sure, she's got a ministry. Great ministry is the ministry of the hour. But it will be so humble. Great ministry. That's what you have. Amen.
Amen.
You know, when you get employed, they must give you what they call job description.
Amen.
Before you start doing anything, they must tabulate to you what you are going to do in the company.
Amen.
Amen. Not what you want, but what they want you to do. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe a woman, you're used to cleaning plates and scrubbing the floor
and
doing all the dusting and everything. You've been doing that since you were a young girl. Now you come in this company with your qualifications. Now it's different now. Huh?
Amen.
They must tell you what you're supposed to do. Not what you are good at, but what they want you to do. Then they must describe to you, you're going to do this, that, and the other. And you've got to do it. Is that right? We are coming in as the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And we know where we are coming from. We were denominational. And we know what we were good at. But as we come, brother, we've got to flash everything. We've got to forget about everything that we were doing. We are opening a new chapter. What did Paul say when he met the angel? He says, all that I had learned, I call it as dung. Is that right?
Amen.
In other words, it's good for nothing. I'm not going to use it now. New chapter. Is that right?
Amen.
And the Moses said,
Moses,
when you come into this new feast, don't bring old leaven. Is that right?
Amen.
Leave the old leaven alone. Burn the bread and elements that were used in the feast of yesterday. We have got a new feast. Amen.
Amen.
So we have got a ministry. That ministry is not denominational. This ministry is God-orientated. Amen.
Amen.
It's a ministry where you have got to repeat what somebody said. Because you got nothing new. This is why you don't go to a seminary. Amen. Because you are going to repeat what they told you. Is all right? But over here, Peter didn't have to go there. Their job was to repeat what Jesus said. If we do the same also, we're going to do well. That is where the ministry is hinging on. The ability to repeat. The ability to say what has been said. The ability to do what you have been told to do. That is the ministry of the end time. And say, this is what is going on right now.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord wonderful?
Amen.
The prophet was the head of that ministry.
Is
all right?
Amen.
He had to show the way. And we all have got to follow. Is that right?
Amen.
I want you to notice something here, brethren. He says, this is what is going on right now. And he says, it is composed of fivefold ministry. Is that right? He's speaking about prophets, speaking about evangelists. He's talking about apostles, teachers, and pastors. He said, this is what is found in the ministry of the bride. We have a problem.
Amen.
We have a problem. In Ephesians chapter
4.
Amen.
Amen.
When the prophet was enumerating the ministry, the fivefold ministry, he starts off by evangelist. Then he talks about a prophet. Is that right? It does not mean that there is somebody who is higher than the other, right?
He's
simply enumerating. Is that right?
Amen.
But the people some people in the message think that Brother Branham is part of the fivefold ministry. I'm sorry. Brother Branham is not part of the fivefold ministry. Amen.
Amen.
He is above them. Because he is the one that is bringing the word. Which the fivefold, all of them, have got to take from. Is that right? Yes. Because he is the one that sees the mystery of God opening for the generation. And it is him that catches it. Is that right? God shows him that this is a mystery for the age. And he goes to grab it. And he begins to preach it to the people. And while the people are hearing the word, then it is from there that you have the fivefold ministry coming up. So Brother Branham is not a minister in the fivefold. No, no. He's not. Amen. So the problem that we have, as I was saying, people think, if they claim to be an evangelist or to be an apostle, he does not even fit to be one. But he calls himself, I'm Apostle so and so. Do you know why he's doing that? There's a wrong spirit that is working on that man. Because he thinks, because Paul starts off with apostle, then prophet, then he is higher than the prophet. Do you see what I'm talking about? The prophet told us that what happened in the first Exodus repeats in the second Exodus, and it comes back again in the third Exodus. Is that true? Yes. So when God chooses the messenger for the Exodus, he does not choose the best learned. He does not choose a diplomat. He does not choose one that knows all things. He chooses one where people say, there's a mistake. And this is like this, this is like this. Are you seeing what he said? Amen. Moses was a stammerer. He was not eloquent. Amen. But when David and Korah came up, they moved the congregation. They said, God did not only anoint Moses, he has also anointed us. Amen. And we have got better language. We can express better than Moses. What are they doing? Swaying the people's attention from the anointed of God to their own. Amen. God always does that. He leaves room for people to see mistakes. Amen. And whenever they argue, brother, it is all documented. It is correct. What they are saying is correct. Their arguments are correct. Amen. Yes, he was a stammerer. But these guys, they knew the right words for everything. They knew how to place the verbs and adjectives. Amen. But Moses was not able to do that. But God said, all those that are on the side of Moses, one side. Amen. All those for Dathan and Korah, one side. And God opened up the earth, and the God swallowed up. Amen. Today, God has sent another man, like unto Moses. Amen. He had his hands and all the different kinds of language. Is that right? This man was not eloquent, as you know. It was only grade 7 education. But look at these guys with their degrees. Coming from a theological seminary. Brother, they knew how to present it. Until they say, your job is only to pray for the sick, but we are the preachers. You know how they were doing it? In the first and second pool, they say, leave all the preaching to us. And then when we finish, we call you to pray for the sick. Is that right? They say, you don't know how to speak. You don't know how to present the message. So Brother Branham, he discerned their spirit. So firstly, he was accepting it. Amen. And they enjoyed the miracles. Is that right?
Amen.
But what they were preaching about was never documented. Is that right?
Amen.
But time came.
Amen.
When he had to stand up and preach and bring the message for the hour.
Amen.
The first people that said Brother Branham made a mistake was not the congregation. It was the preachers that said at the end of his ministry he went offside. Why?
Say,
brother, he was speaking deep things that they could not understand. Amen. With the grade 7 education that he had, they realized a man of his caliber cannot say this thing. Now God came to take over. It was God speaking. Is that right?
Amen.
And it was much profound than what they were talking about. Then they said he's offside. Why? They wanted signs and wonders only. They didn't want the depth of the word. But the prophet told us the signs and the wonders.
Amen.
There was a bait. So the people will wonder, what is happening here? They'll all come and gather.
Amen.
And while they come, then the message comes in. And this is what happened.
Amen.
So we are not here, brother, for the first and second
point.
Amen. We've been caught already. Rainbow trout are caught up already.
Amen.
So you see, brother, once you catch the fish and you put in the basket, what are worms for? It doesn't work now.
Amen.
We are already caught. But however, the scripture tells us, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
As long as you are a believer, these signs have got to follow you. But the main job has been done to get a hold of the rainbow trout. And it's not easy, brother, to catch the rainbow trout.
Amen.
You need proper education on the scripture.
Amen.
By divine instruction to know how to do it. This is why you're here today. You're precious in the eyes of God. You are worth more than 10,000 worlds.
Amen.
One world with all the gold and silver and the diamond and everything, you count 10,000. That's how much you are worth before God. But you call yourself good for nothing. But God doesn't do that. You are precious in the eyes of God. Don't let the world take you. Don't you sell yourself to the world. Is that right? You don't sell your birthright. You are stronger than the devil. The devil even knows you. The devil even gets surprised when I'm trying to behave like the world. Says, what is he trying to do? He is not our caliber. The devil is surprised. Sister, the devil is surprised when you are giving a phone number to that Jebusite. Says, what is happening? She's not supposed to do that. She cannot do that. Because all the time she's fearing to get a hold of him. The devil is fearing to get a hold of you. But when you finally give over, brother, he's going to embrace you. And he's going to squeeze you. Don't you ever do that. You belong to God. You belong to God. Amen.
Amen.
You are not of this world. You have got a ministry. Hallelujah. A ministry is a commission. Is that right? You are sent by God. You don't even have one of your own ministry. The ministry belongs to God. And it is God given. You are only a vessel. But God has got to use. Is that right? To call his own children. Is that right? He called you. But he must use you to call the other one. That's in your society. Is that right? Yes. This is a work of kinsman redeemer. He is our kinsman redeemer. He came down, born among men, did everything else like men, and he purchased our salvation. He got a hold of you. Amen. And he put his own life in you. So that you become part of his ministry. Is that right? You are part of his ministry. It is him that is working in you. Now, what is he doing? He is a redeemer. And when he calls you, he makes you a redeemer also. To make sure you are part of the program of God. When you get to testify, it's not your voice. It is his voice. What did he say? My sheep hear my voice. Hallelujah. So when a person repents after you testify, they're not hearing your voice. Because your voice can convince nobody. Is that true? Your voice cannot convince anybody. But when somebody is convicted, they stop smoking, they stop drinking, they stop their denominational errands and everything, then you must know something has happened to them people by your voice. It's not your voice. It's his voice that has made you a redeemer also. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
So when he gets in you, it's no longer you speaking. But it is God that is speaking through you. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
We have a ministry. The bride has got a ministry. I'll read further.
Amen.
Laodicean Church Age.
Laodicean Church Age.
Page 340.
340, page 340.
Amen. And the first paragraph right there. A momentary consideration of church history will prove how accurate this thought is. In the dark ages, the word was almost entirely lost to the people. Dark ages. Is that right?
Amen.
It's just like a plant. When you take the seed, you put it in the ground. before it germinates. It is experiencing dark ages.
Amen.
Amen. It's almost like the life is gone. Is that right?
Amen.
But all of a sudden,
kamwe kamwe,
from what we would call death,
kubva pane chatingati rufu,
it comes up.
Inobva bukira mbeu.
Amen.
Amen.
This is what God has done.
Ndizvo zvakaitwa naMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
But God sent Luther with the word.
Mwari vakatumira Rutera neshoko.
Luther. The Lutheran spoke for God at that time.
Vanhu vaLuther vaitaura vakamirira Mwari
panguva iyo. But they organized.
Asi vakazoita sangano.
And again, the pure word was lost. For the organization tends towards dogma and creed.
Zvino zvekare shoko raMwari rakabvara rasika nekuda kwesangano ravanga vaita vakuita zvitendwa nezvidzidziso.
And not simple word.
Harisi shoko rinyore.
Amen. They could no longer speak for God.
Vanga vasataure vakamirira Mwari vanhu.
Amen.
Amen.
Then God sent Wesley.
Zvino Mwari vakazotumira Wesley.
You know the procedure that he was doing.
And
he, Wesley, was a voice with the word of God. In his day. Amen.
Amen.
So that man Wesley, because he was called by God, he just had to do what God wanted him to do at that particular time. The people who took his revelation from God, because the living epistles read and known of all men for their generation. When the Methodists failed, God raised up others. And so it has gone on through the years until in this last day, there is again another people in the land who, under their messenger, is he talking about you? Yes. And do we have a messenger? Amen.
Amen.
And those people in the last days, under their messenger, will be the final voice for the final age.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to realize what how he puts his words like this. Did you hear him say Wesley was the voice of God? Voice of God. Martin Luther was a voice of God. Every messenger for their age. Amen.
Amen.
But when these people come in this final age, hallelujah, these people that's coming under their messenger in the last age, they are the final voice in this final age. And you realize there's no other age. When we speak about final, we're not opening up for anything else. Final means we're closing. We are the people that's closing the age. We are the people that's closing the church age. Are you the final voice? Yes. In this final age. So, brother, sister, you must live a holy life so that the voice that will come out of you is not a voice from Murewa. It's not the voice from Mutogo, my brother. It is the voice of God. When you live a holy life, then we know you no longer belong to yourself, but you belong to God. And what comes out of you is not from you, but it is coming from God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What does the prophet say? When a man takes the word of God into his heart, hallelujah,
Amen.
And that word that he puts in his heart is placed on his lips, what does that mean? You are speaking the word you took. It is now placed on your lips. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says it's no longer you speaking, but it is deity speaking. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is how you become the voice of God. Hey, brother, sister, you can be one of them if you want. So that it won't be your voice again. But it is the voice of God. God's ministry is not man's voice. God's ministry is God's voice. In this end time. Amen.
Amen.
We are looking. We want to listen to the voice of God. And by the grace of God, we got a people on the face of the earth who are described as the final voice in this final age. Are you one of them? Yes, I believe I'm one of them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'd like you to be counted. You also must be counted among them that have got the final voice.
Amen.
In this final age. I want to read a message adoption. Part 2. Amen. 205 paragraph.
Paragraph 205.
Amen. The church is supposed to be predestinated into the adoption of children. Is that right? But remember, the church is composed of individuals. Amen.
Amen.
It's many people that's included in one church. It's not one person. It's people that's inside the church. A church is a group of people that's called out. Is that right? So every one of them people that's part of this church have gone through justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost to make sure you are the church.
Amen.
Is that right? Yeah. Then, from the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you go through a process of adoption. Are you seeing the procedure? Amen.
Amen.
Do you see the procedure? When you're justified and you're baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, do you know what you become? A member of the church. You are a member of the congregation. We can call you brother. Sister.
Amen.
But when we call you brother or sister after justification, it does not mean you're going in the rapture. You are part of the congregation. Is that right?
Amen.
Then the preachers come. Amen.
Amen.
With a message of detergent.
Amen.
Amen. Don't do this. Believers, don't do like this. What are they doing? Scrubbing you. Removing every spirit. Removing every idea.
Amen.
From your clothing. To your friends. To your job. To your home. Behavior of children. The word of God goes through that. Sanctification. Is that right?
Amen.
And it goes further. And you are baptized with the Holy Ghost. God living in you. Because the tabernacle, which is your body, has been under cleansing. When he is satisfied with the cleansing of your body, he comes to dwell in you. Is that right? When you have a house, you don't just go and stay there. Is that right? You go to clean it. You go to sweep it. You might even have to paint it. Is that right? Because maybe the paint in there is not what you want. You might have to rearrange the furniture. You might have to throw away the furniture that was there and buy other furniture to your liking. Is all right? When God gets a hold of you, he must clean you. He must paint you inside. Is that right?
Amen.
Removing everything that doesn't belong to God. He is removing all the devil's furniture. Everything that pleases the devil. Is that right? Like your gossip, that was part of the furniture, you're wrong memorizing the wrong things, visiting wrong places, identifying with wrong people, wrong affections. What is he doing? He's cleaning it up. When he's satisfied, what does he do? He brings his own furniture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that he will come and dwell there. When you see people moving away from a house next door to you, you must know that they got another place somewhere. But after a few days, and you see big lorries coming with stuff. Is that right?
Amen.
What do you have in your mind? I've got new neighbors. I've got new people that's coming to inhabit this place. Hallelujah. When you begin to pray, Almighty God comes in and he brings in his furniture, his desires, his love, his humility. Amen. He comes with all that belongs to him and he comes to dwell there. You are in a dwelling place of the Almighty God. And when he does that, amen, you are no longer your own. You belong to God. Isaiah chapter 6. Who shall go before us? Here am I, Lord. Send me. Amen.
Amen.
You no longer belong to yourself. You now belong to Almighty God. Then we can say, you got a ministry. You're not speaking of your own. No. You are speaking of his. This is why the true message in the bride. We don't talk about people. We don't talk about churches. We don't talk about your home. We don't even talk about ourselves. Is that right? We don't talk about our suits. We don't talk about your shoes. We don't even care. We don't even talk about that. We don't even check who comes from where. Father, we don't even know. You spend years and years with a brother. You don't even know where he comes from. Why?
See.
It's immaterial. Where does he come from on this earth? It doesn't matter. But what we're interested in, I come from God. And I'm going back to God. I know where I came from. And I know where I'm going. To us, that is important. So we don't talk about a lot of these things. Is all right? What is important to us is your connection with Almighty God and your mission here. Why are you here? Why are you here? Your ministry. We have a ministry, brethren. Amen.
Amen.
We are predestinated. What you're doing now is not your plan. It's what he planned for you before the foundation of the world. Are you not happy about that? To know that you are in his plan, not in your plan. Hallelujah. You come from wherever you are coming from to be into his plan. And you are in his service. And Almighty God is happy that you are in his service. Amen.
Amen.
God can take a man and adopt him into the family and give him something. First, he tries that and see it's right. The Bible said, try the Spirit. This man claims a certain thing. Try it and see if it's right. If he says right, move right with it, then say, Lord, send us something else. Is that right?
Amen.
Send us something else, because you've tried it, you've seen it work. Keep moving. Is that right?
Amen.
Just keep moving. Say, every fellow, take his place. Then you're going to see the church of God begin to get its place. Amen. Then is when the Philistines will go backing up. Amen.
Amen.
The Philistines will go back. Shots will go off from both brothers and sisters. Hair will grow down for sisters. But brothers will visit the barbershop. Amen. Faces will be washed. Cigars will be missing. That's right. Amen. When the church begins to get into its mighty power, I like that. But brother, the message people, instead of washing their faces, they're putting tar on their face. Shame on you. Who has bewitched you? What is happening? Instead of letting the hair grow, their sisters are going to the barbershop. They want a little trim. They want to shape up like a certain star in Hollywood. Hey, do you see? That is where your inspiration is coming from. This is why you can't listen to your husband. You always tell your husband and me too. You, where are you getting that inspiration from? Where are you getting that courage from? You must be inspired from heaven. Do what the scripture says. That is where your inspiration is coming from. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Q-Tex is coming into the message.
Q-Tex, I would not pin the marriage.
Some of the little paint on the lips. Brother, some of the eye shadows also in the message coming in. Are you sure? Let me have a closer look, sister. Open your eyes, I want to see. Hey, you must wash your face. Remove all them shadows. It doesn't work. Sister, in the message, you don't do that. You don't put extra eyelashes. Eyelashes. You don't trim your eyebrows. You hearing that? You don't trim that up. If it is bushy, God wants it to be bushy. Do you think God is foolish? Giving you bushy ones? When others don't even have enough. And he gave you extra. You even want to cut it off. What's wrong with you? Come back in the message. And make sure you wash your face. Amen.
Amen.
Leave it alone. Leave the hairs on your face alone. Hallelujah. Sister, I want to hear an amen from you.
Amen.
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 Where is this Q-Tex coming from and what for?
Q-Tex is the colorless drink, but a group in the day.
Some of it even on the toenails. And what for?
That's the Q-Tex.
It doesn't work. Message believer.
Mtendiwe maridzo.
I'm talking about you.
Ndikutaura nezvako.
Amen.
Amen.
When you know what the word of God says,
unoziva zvotaurwa neshoko raMwari.
You must do that.
Ita izvozvo.
Why?
See?
Adoption.
Kugadzwa humwana.
Adoption is what you are here for.
Because
listen, the prophet
said,
your behavior is what is considered for your adoption. So if your behavior is not right, there's no adoption for you. Instead of walking front, you're walking back like this. Yes, you are walking, but backwards. This sister comes from wherever. She was backslidden a long time, but she is blue here. You also want to be blue. You cannot do that. A sister is not your model for heaven. Your direction for heaven is the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Faces will be washed. Amen.
Amen.
Cigars will be missing. Some smoke private. And chew chewing gum when they're coming to church. Shame on you. We're talking about a church. When the church begins to get into its mighty power, not just power, but mighty power. Amen.
Amen.
That's when all these things disappear. Boyfriends and girlfriends with giga shites and oh, may God help us. Amen. Those things, they don't come from God. Do you want this kind of preaching? Amen.
Amen.
Because we're looking for a church that comes in mighty power. When they have an Ananias and Sapphira, few of them, yes, sir, you see when that holy church stands together in its power. Positionally placed as sons of God. Adopted into the family of God. Powerful church. Standing there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In His glory. Oh, that's what He is coming for. Amen.
Amen.
A church that does not associate with Satanists. Amen.
Amen.
Every spirit of Satanism, brother, it comes up in the open, and the power in the church has got to chase it away. Amen.
Amen.
To make sure that your children are free from this power. Don't you love that? Amen.
Amen.
All the children in the home are yours. By God, you don't have any one of them influenced from the underworld. But the power to deliver them is here. We have the power to deliver your children from every form of evil. Hallelujah!
Amen.
It's a promise. I have given you power. Is that right? We got the power by the grace of the Almighty God. The power that will make cigars drop. The power that will make drunkards quit drinking. The power that will make our girls, amen, stopping having friends with the giga shots of the world. They wait here for Mr. Right, who is a believer. How can be Mr. Right be Gigashite? Hey, brother. How can that be? He's not even right to begin with. Amen. God has given us fine brothers and fine sisters, washed by the Holy Ghost, washed by the power of the Word of God. Do you believe that? Yes. This is what God has given us. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we appreciate the Lord. We're looking for a powerful church. Amen.
Amen.
To make sure every demon have no place here. Amen.
Amen.
When the Word of God bounces back, every demon is going to tremble.
Amen.
Amen. Because we know where we are coming from. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I want to read Joshua in chapter
1. Joshua chapter 1.
Amen.
Amen.
Verses 1 to 9. Are you still here?
1 to 9.
Amen. So Revelation 10:8-11 is a ministry that comes after verse 7. Amen.
Amen.
It's like Elisha that is coming after Elijah. But do you see, it is very clear for us. You don't go back to first pool again. You don't go back to second pool. You continue from where he left. Didn't Elisha start off from where Elijah left? The last miracle of Elijah. Do you know him? Parted the river Jordan. By his garment. Is that true? And when Elisha started, the last of Elijah was the first of Elisha. Why do you want to go back? No. You don't do that. Where he left you, that's where you have got to start from and go. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
That's what we must do, brethren. May God help us. Realize the progression of the message.
Amen.
You don't go backwards. You go forward. Tony Isabel. Do you remember the dream? Amen.
Amen.
This preacher didn't know the way to heaven. The next preacher didn't know the way to heaven. But he was referred to the one that was up on the mountain. And he called that was a prophet. Amen.
Amen.
And he was told, look down. What do you see? Footprints. With blood in there. He said, that's what I've been following also. Amen. If you want to proceed into this wilderness, amen, follow the same footprint. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I go to do is to follow. Amen.
Amen.
God wants people that are good at following. You're not starting your own path. No. You're not starting your own road. The road is there already. But all you do is to follow. There's somebody who is ahead of you.
Amen.
If you're only able to follow, you're going to do well. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, was it not a great minister of Moses? It was a powerful ministry. Brother, this was a powerful ministry that zips up the whole of the Old Testament. Is that right? That was the ministry of
Moses.
Even today, many nations of this earth are bound by the law of Moses. Did you know that the Roman Dutch law, this Moses' message, is alright? It's not something new. This is Moses that is reigning on us. Is alright? It was a mighty ministry. But Moses died.
Moses akafa.
Amen.
Amen.
Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel.
Moses muranda wangu afa, zvino simuka iwe uyambuke Jordan urwu. Iwe navanhu ava vose muende kunyika yandinovapa, ivo vana vaIsraeri.
Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Are you seeing it's a ministry coming out of Moses? Is
all
right?
Amen.
And Joshua is being told what to do after he got the message from Moses. Is God giving Joshua a different message? Is he giving Joshua another message? The same one. Is that right? The same one. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, or the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast.
Kubva murenjere rebanoni iri kusvikira parwizi rukuru irwo rwizi Euphrates nenyika yose yavaheti kusvikira kugungwa guru kurutivi rwamavirazuva rwamavirazuva ndiyo nyika yenyu.
The dimension
kureba kwayo
of the promise. Amen.
Amen.
That's the dimension of the promise. And for you, Joshua, there shall no man, not any man, be able to stand before thee. Oh! Not some days. Is that right?
Amen.
All the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Kana uriwe Joshua, hakuna munhu uchamira pamberi pako, mazuva ose, ose upenyu wako. Ndichava newe sezvandaiva naMozisi, handingakuregi kana kukusiya.
Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them.
Simba utsunge moyo nokuti uchagarisa vanhu ava nhaka yandakapikira madzibaba avo kuti ndichavapa iyo ive yavo.
Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand, or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Asi usimbe nekutsunga moyo kwazvo kuti uchenjere kuita murayiro wose wandakarayira Mozisi muranda wangu. Usatsauka kwauri kana kurudyi kana kuruboshwe kuti iwe kuti uve nemufaro pose paunoenda.
This is like you coming after the great ministry of the prophet and
he's
speaking to you that if you hold on to what Moses said, no man will ever stand against you all the days of your life, and you will never turn to the right hand or to the left hand. Straight on. Is that right? And the issue of the book comes back again. Hey! As it was in verse 8. And the issue of the book comes back again to a ministry that is taking over. Are you here? Are you getting it? Are you one of them? That's part of this ministry. So the issue of the book comes back again. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Buku iyi yemurayiro haifaniri kubva pamuromo wako, asi unofanira kuirangarira masikati neusiku kuti uchenjerere kuita zvose zvakanyorwamo. Nokuti nokudaro uchazviwanira mufaro panzira yako nokubata nokuchenjera.
Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Ko handina kukurayira here simba utsunge moyo usatya kana kuvhunduka nokuti Jehovah Mwari wako unewe kose kwaunoenda.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you, brother, to notice this. This was the first Exodus.
Amen.
Amen. And the first Exodus has got one message. Not two messages, but one message in the first Exodus. Amen.
Amen.
But with two messengers, but the whole scope of the first Exodus is called Moses. Because the message was the message of Moses. We don't have a different message for the bride, different from the message of William Branham. The same message. Amen.
Amen.
But you now, who is accepting the message, you are being told to be strong and courageous and to be fearless. Amen.
Amen.
And that you won't be dismayed.
Amen.
Your forehead is going to be strong. And fear nobody. Why? You got no message, but the message came from God. You are only a messenger. You stand there only and see Almighty God performing His word through your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did He tell you? Your job is to speak the word. And what is His job? Is to make sure that what you have spoken has got to come to pass. He said, that is my covenant with you. So, brother, you've got to be courageous. The devil doesn't want you to speak. The devil doesn't want you to proclaim. The devil makes sure you are fearing. As long as you fear, you say nothing. And the devil is going to attack you. Is that right?
Amen.
People that know about animals, they know very well that an animal will only attack you when you are fearful. Even dogs in the homes. If you are afraid, the dog is going to bite you. Why? Because fear has no virtue. It produces a scent. And the animal smells that this man is a coward. Amen. I can even bite him. He won't even kick me. But the one that is never eaten by dogs, he opens up the gate. And the dogs are coming. He waits. He looks at the dog. And the dog says, "Hey, look at this one. He's not even afraid of us." And the dogs go like this. The tails are waging. Want to see the tail waging? Finish. Amen.
Amen.
And within no time, the tail is in between the legs. Then you can walk now. Because you know, you have defeated it. Are you here? Many dogs from the pits of hell have been sent on you. Amen.
Amen.
You must stand courageous without no fear at all. You are going to overcome. Did you know? A man is a king. Even in the jungles.
Amen.
When you are walking out there, even a snake, it knows this is my boss. It won't just bite anybody for nothing. When a snake sees a person, it goes away. Did you know that? Because it knows. This is my king. Even a lion. Is that right? When a lion comes to you in the forest, even if you don't have a gun, you won't die. And if the lion is coming, even if it is running, do you know what you must do? Stand there. Look at it straight in the eyes. Is that right? When you look at it right in the eyes, the lion says, hey, look at this guy. He's even wanting to come and fight me. Brother, it is going to apply brakes like nobody. It will break. And it will look at you. Amen.
Amen.
Don't you look away. Look straight in the eye. Very soon it will go away. Did you know that? But if you give your back, you are a coward. Amen.
Amen.
There is no demon in hell that can overcome you. Is that right? There is no maimed that will overcome you. There is no devil that can overcome you. All the demons in hell, brother, they will cower when you stand and looking at them. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because you know I'm a son of God. I have got a ministry. I can overcome. And I am an overcomer. I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for women that can stand like that. What did Paul say in Ephesians? He says, after doing everything, stand. Amen.
Amen.
After you do everything, what does he say?
Mira.
Not run, but stand.
Mira.
This is where we are. Amen.
Amen.
May God help us. The children of Israel, when Joshua stood up, do you know what they say? We are going to be with you. If only we see what was following Moses following you, then we're going to stand with you. Is that right? If we see what was following Moses following you, then we're going to stand with you. If we see the same pillar of fire in the Message Church, then we're going to have confidence. Is that true? Brother, Message believers will never want to have a competition with these coming up prophets so-called. We got no competition, man. Because you know that is juju, man. That's not the word of God. It doesn't even make us fear. It doesn't even surprise us. It doesn't even worry us. Why?
Say,
we don't manufacture any miracle. We hold on to the promise. These signs are full of them that believe. If nothing happens, it's not my problem. Is that right? If nothing happens, it's him. Is that right? He knows what to do, and he knows when to do it.
Amen.
No complex. No worry, nothing. Because we know whom we have believed. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet says the number one enemy in the church. Fear.
Kuchika.
Fear.
Kuchika.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother,
Ama.
Fear not.
Usachika.
You must never be afraid. You must be courageous. When the angel of the Lord comes in, the first thing that he says, fear not. from coming from the presence of the Almighty God. Brother, and you feel comfortable. Is that right?
Amen.
But now, we want to apply the word because we've got a ministry. We've got a job to do. We've got a role to play. Amen.
Amen.
If you fear, there's nothing. Is that right?
Amen.
This is why, with
Gideon,
when God saw him with plenty of soldiers,
he
says, that's too much. I don't work with this. Because if we overcome, if you overcome with this whole group of people, then they're going to say, we have done it. He says, go and tell them. All them that's fearful. Go and tell them to go back home. Everybody is afraid of battle. Tell them to go back home. Brother, and they went. Because they were fearful. Is that right? And he came back. And he says, still there's too much. Still there's too much. So he says, what must I do? He says, go and go to the water. Amen.
Amen.
Watch the way they drink water. Amen.
Amen.
Some went right on the water and threw their sword. And they start drinking straight. These guys are very unhygienic. Tell them to go back home. Because the enemy will come while they're in the water. Amen.
Amen.
So he was simply saying, you stand there. And they didn't know why. And the other one comes, he drinks, so you stand there. Another one will come with his sword and he kneels down. Amen. Says, you stand over here. And he ended up with only 300. The rest, go back home. Amen. Water test. Amen.
Amen.
It's a water test. Father, Son, Holy Ghost in the water. Get away. It doesn't work. You are sunken three times in the water. Say, go back. They draw a cross on your forehead. Go back. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, but some passed it. Brother, I believe you did. I'm closing. Brother, sister, even if you've been in this message 20 years and you are sure you're not baptized right, you better be baptized correctly. Some people feel comfortable, say, oh yeah, they've forgotten that I wasn't baptized. Where to go about the Shammai?
Come and let us start baptize right. You, my friend.
Start right, we'll finish right.
Ukatanga zakanaka, unopedza zakanaka. Amen.
These are the church, they wanted a pastor. And they discovered that this particular preacher was not even baptized to begin with. Because one of his contemporaries said, no, this guy here, I know we came together, but when we got baptized, he refused. He says, I was baptized in the denomination. But now, because he wanted the office, brother, even in suit, he said, take me, please. It doesn't work, brother. No. Make sure you do it right. Amen.
Amen.
From the beginning, you do it right. Amen.
Amen.
It will save you from a lot of shame. Amen.
Amen.
But brother, fear not. Remove your fear. Because it is possible that you can speak and things will be. Is that right?
Amen.
Joshua was not afraid of men.
Joshua.
He was not even afraid of the sun. Is that right?
Amen.
He spoke. Even the sun had to stand. Because a man spoke. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet was preaching. In the message of
perfect faith.
He says, what is a stronger testimony? Sun stands still. Or let there be a squirrel there. He said, let there be a squirrel there is stronger. It's a greater miracle. Amen.
Amen.
Sun stands still under the blood of bulls and goats. He says, the sun was already there, moving elements. Amen.
Amen.
But let there be a squirrel there. There was not even anything. No atom. Not even some hair. There was nothing. So do you see where we are now? From nothing to something.
Amen.
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 This is where we are.
Amen.
Because your faith
kutenda kwako
will bring it to pass.
Kunoita kuti zviitike.
Even if it is not there,
kunyange zvisipo,
God will bring it.
Mwari vanotozviunza.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, this is what we are talking about.
Ndo zvatiri kutaura nezvazvo.
Amen.
Amen.
Even if the company says there's no job for you.
Kunyange company yakuti hapana basa rakakopana.
But your faith
kutenda kwako
will make them create a job for you.
Kunoita kuti vakugadzirire basa rako iwewe.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, from nothing.
And
there is your position. And you are employed. This is what we believe in the message. Amen.
Amen.
When other people are being chased out of job, that's the time you're walking.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That is what our God can do.
Amen.
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 Be thou courageous. Let the message perform for itself. Because it speaks for itself. Let's stand upon our feet. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. We don't want to turn to the left or to the right. We want to keep going on. Amen.
Amen.
Because that is the promise that we have. That's the message of the hour. That we are not afraid of anything. No man shall ever stand before you. All the days of your life. Amen.
Amen.
Because of the promise that he made. I will be with you even in you. Till the end of the age. Praise God.
Amen.
This is a song that we used to sing. Some time ago. Amen. Brother Ben knows this song so well. Maybe the brothers know.
I've
been on the mountain with Jesus.
So let me walk with you, Jesus.
Let me walk with you, Jesus.